You're listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcast by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today is going to be an interesting show because there's a lot of attention being focused on what's happening in Greece. Greece is on the brink of defaulting on some debt interest payments. It's a total of 1.5 billion euros, roughly 1.7 billion U.S., and they have to make a payment by midnight tomorrow. So there's going to be a lot of attention both today, tomorrow, and I think into Wednesday. And the question, the $64,000 question, is will Greece default? Now, I don't have a crystal ball that's better than anyone else's. I think it's inevitable that Greece will default. The only question is when, because their economy is a wreck. The unemployment rates, depending on how old you are, in the 30, 40, 50%. In other words, it's an economy that's on life support. Yeah, most of the good businesses, the business owners have fled the country over the years. And it's a perfect case example of what not to do in terms of government spending and giving people pensions that now you can't pay. And the people of Greece are going to suffer for it. And the only question is, when will Greece default? I will say sooner rather than later. Ultimately, I think it's in their best interest to do it. And what usually happens, they will say that the debt is odious. That's another way of saying, well, we can't pay it. There's no way we can pay it, so we're not going to pay it. Rip it up. And who loses? Well, obviously all the banks, all the financial institutions that lent money to it would lose. And for the Greek people, especially once they do that, they will no longer be in the Eurozone. And I think the majority of the people in Greece would like to remain in the Eurozone. But what can you do? I mean, what's your alternative when you have debts coming due, interest payments coming due? You can't pay that. And yes, there may be some money that would carry you for another 6 months or a year or 2 years or 3 years. But what you're doing is piling on more and more debt. The problem they have is who politically is going to make that decision. What they have scheduled for Sunday, the July 8th, I believe. Is it the 8th? Excuse me. No, it's not the 8th. It's the 5th. On a Sunday, a referendum as to what to do. And this was a surprise move by the Prime Minister to throw it out to the people. Now, they have a very much socialist, communist-type government, and they're not really liked by the rest of the European governments. And I really think they're looking for another fall guy, and they don't want to be the fall guy, so they'll leave it up to the people to decide. And I think the people, if they actually go through with this vote, I think they're going to vote to stay in. But you get back to the question, how are they going to pay their debt? You need a growing, booming economy to increase government revenues, and they don't have that. This is a perfect example of needing a new start. And who gets hurt? Obviously, the financial institutions, the people that lent money to Greece over the years, and it's been going on and on and on and on. It's kind of a broken record, but at some point, they're going to default. Will it be this time or next time? Who knows? And when that happens, there's going to be a lot of finger pointing and people and institutions will take a hit, mainly in Europe. It's mainly the European banks, especially in Germany and France, that are on the hook. But I think it's going to happen. I really do. I don't know when. It could be this time. It could be 6 months from now or a year from now. Nothing has really fundamentally changed. The economy is not booming. It's not growing. It's on the verge. Well, I think it's in a depression. I'm not the only one. And many people have come to the conclusion that the best thing for Greece would be to leave, even though that would mean rather rough times for several years. They would have to, once they exit the Eurozone, they'd have to reinstitute their currency. And it's going to be difficult for them to get any loans, and that means they have to face the music. So it's a very difficult situation with a lot of uncertainty. That's probably the two words are odious, actually odious debt, but there's another word involved here. It's uncertainty. And you can see what's happening in the world's financial markets, whether the stock market in the United States or the bond markets, where you have uncertainty, people get nervous. And they get nervous for what they're thinking about is this: if Greece does default, in other words, they do exit the Eurozone, who's next? That's really what's going on here in the attempts, the last minute attempts to try to come up with some kind of arrangement that at least for a while can temporarily carry Greece for another 6 months, a year, 2 years, or 3 years. Will it work? I don't think it's going to work. I think the financial institutions are throwing bad money after good, and eventually the banks are going to say no. The central banks are going to definitely say no. But what they're all concerned about is what does this portend in terms of other countries, the so-called pigs, where it's Portugal, Italy, or Ireland, or both. Yeah, obviously the G is Greece and S is Spain. So you have today a lot of uncertainty. And as a result, everyone is focusing, especially if you're in the financial services industry, as to what is happening. Will a last-minute deal be cut? Now, this has happened several times before, with the hope and the expectation that there would be a turnaround. That simply has not happened. I think it's time for Greece to bite the bullet, exit the Eurozone, start again. But do they have the leadership to turn around the economy? I don't think so. Because what happens, and this is a lesson to be learned, people of intelligence, people with money, people with foresight, wisdom, many of them Greek business owners, and this has been going on for decades, have fled that country. In other words, the entrepreneurial class, the business class, especially the large businesses, have fled. That doesn't mean they all have fled. But when you're in a situation of high uncertainty and governments that are out of control, that's what happens. You have what's called capital flight. It's not only the people that have the expertise, the motivation, the risk takers to start new businesses and grow new businesses flee to other countries, but so does their money go with them. And they're not willing to come back, even though it's their home country. Greece will be studied in business schools. Mark my words, I think it's studied today in business schools. And I think, unfortunately, it's a situation of how not to do it. There's a great temptation to loan people money with the hope that the loans will go to eventually fundamental reforms in the government. And when they don't happen, what happens? You get the situation today in Greece. Now, the question I posed is, will a Greek default on the debt trigger a world recession? I think that's a 50-50 proposition. Again, my crystal ball is no more clearer than yours. And why do I say that? What's happening today across the world in terms of the central banks? They have been trying to keep interest rates low, and that encourages borrowing. Obviously, when interest rates are low, people are encouraged to buy. That's why they're keeping them low. But does that mean the best investments are being made? No. It just means there's cheap money. And if you're in a position to access that cheap money, you will engage in speculation. And that leads to asset bubbles, such as the rapid increase of equity prices on the New York Stock Exchange and speculation in commodities. You see, this bubble is caused by loose money. No one can convince me that since December of 2008 through today, The Federal Reserve, or the Central Bank of the United States, has kept interest rates at 25 basis points. They think they're doing the right thing. What in essence is the Federal Reserve doing? I know what their mission in life is, to keep prices stable, be a lender of last resort, but cut through the chase. What is a zero base monetary policy, it looks like forever, lead to? And what are they doing? They're financing out of control government spending of the United States government, not the Greek government, but the United States government. And it continues and it continues and it continues. I'm not saying the United States is Greece yet, but it behooves everybody to try to understand what went wrong in Greece. What is the difference between the United States and Greece? But what are the common elements? And one of the common elements is piling debt upon debt upon debt. Year in, year out, whether it's a Republican administration or a Democratic administration, whether the House and Senate is controlled by the Republicans or the Democratic Party. The words you hear are unsustainable. I think what happens in Greece should be a wake-up call, but I'm being a little bit too optimistic here. I would have thought by now the United States and its leadership in Congress would have been moving rapidly towards balanced budgets. We're nowhere near that, ladies and gentlemen. The debt ceiling is going to have to be increased. We simply do not have the leadership in Washington, as they don't have the leadership in Athens. No one wants to take up the blame. No one wants to tell in the United States, the American people, we're sorry, we overpromised in terms of Social Security, Medicare, welfare benefits. The time has come to cut spending across the board and eliminate departments. No one is saying that in Washington. No one. No Republican candidates are saying it, and certainly not any Democrat candidates. The word you hear in Europe regarding Greece is austerity. No one likes austerity. But when you're broke, guess what? Austerity faces you every day. When you have such high unemployment rates, what do you have going on across Greece? People in suits are going to garbage cans looking for food because they don't have jobs and haven't worked. It's not the fact that everybody in Greece is unemployed. It's the fact that the young, especially, about half of them can't find a job, and the few that have jobs are low-paid jobs. If you think it's bad finding a job in the United States, go to Greece, where jobs with a long list of requirements result in hundreds of applicants. And they might advertise the job for a certain dollar figure. And when you show up, they come out and say, well, since we have so many people here, and most of you are qualified, the pay is half. So if you can't accept that, leave. And many leave. Just as many here. Obviously, if there are 500 people and 250 people leave, there's still 250 people. That's what Greece has become. It's very much a basket case. And right now, the banks are closed. The stock market is closed. This is having a terrific impact on tourism. And this is the height of the tourism season. If I were planning a vacation, I would not go to Greece. And if I did, I'd bring a lot of money. But you got to worry about that because you get robbed. I think Greece is going to be the canary in the coal mine. It's the canary in the coal mine right now. And why a lot of attention for a few days is going to be focused on it to see what happens. Do they remain in the Eurozone? And the question is, for how long? And I think that is the question, because I firmly believe they're going to default. The only question is when. Because there's no clear path to bringing the Greek economy back to full employment. They're in a very much deep depression. And until the economy can be turned around, the Greek government is simply not going to have the revenues that they need, not only to run their government, but to pay these loans. Defaults are not new. Defaults are common. Even the United States government has defaulted. Remember the Continental, not as good as a Continental? I'll be listening, as will millions, that follow this. Not everybody is I debated whether or not even to have this as a story. But you cannot deny that this is a breaking story that'll work itself out initially in the next 48 hours. And it's a continuing story. It could go either way. And that's sort of the betting. 50-50. They may stay, they may not. And even if they stay, what about next time? Because I have no confidence at all that the current government in Greece has a clue as to what to do. Because a lot of the problems are the fact that you have in Greece very much a leftist orientation. And they've had it this for a long time. And as a result, there's little money that they can take. Because the hot money is left. The business class is left. And who's left? The people that can't leave. It's not that there are not businesses in Greece that are running and are successful. They are. But when you grow government to a huge size and run up debt after debt, you eventually confront a day of reckoning. And that's what's happening in Greece today, a day of reckoning. Now, they're trying to postpone it. Clearly, the central bankers in Europe, the United States, would like Greece to remain in the Eurozone for the simple reason they're concerned. What about who's next is the problem. If Greece goes, who else will go? Especially when banks then will definitely be taking a hit. Now, will it cause a world recession? That's the more fundamental question. And that's really a difficult question to answer. It's certainly not going to help the European economy. In the short run, it's certainly not going to help Greece and the people in Greece, who are really the ones facing the burden of having to pay it. So I'll be interested whether or not they do have this vote Sunday and what the results are. But no matter which way they vote, what are you going to do with a country or a government, in this case, that can't pay its bills? That's what we're talking about. They can't pay an interest payment. We're not talking principal here. We're talking interest payment. And yes, these are very long-term bonds. I understand that. But if you can't make an interest payment this month, what about when the next one is due? And the next one, and the next one. You see, what the U.S. Federal Reserve has been doing has been buying Treasury securities as well as so-called agency securities, mortgage-backed securities, for many, many years. Now, they ended that last year. But what in effect they were doing is enabling the U.S. government to pay its bills. Sound familiar? There's a familiar pattern here. And I'm not saying the United States is Greece yet. And the operative word there is yet. Some would say we have 10, 20, 30 years. But I need to remind you that one of the major drivers of this debt is the unfunded liabilities that the United States have in terms of its two major entitlement programs, namely Social Security and Medicare. That's over $100 trillion. Actually, last time I looked, over $120 trillion. It's probably much higher. Our national debt is a little over $18 trillion. If Social Security and Medicare were actuarially sound, a significant amount of the budget would have to go to pay down those unfunded liabilities. We don't have the money to do that. Unfunded liabilities are growing because more and more Americans are growing older and older. And as they grow older, what happens? They qualify for both Social Security as well as Medicare. It's the baby boom generation. And the baby boom generation every day are reaching either 65 and qualifying for Medicare or 66, 67 and qualifying for Social Security. Some retire early and take a cut in the Social Security benefit they get, but most people wait to the year that they're eligible. What it means is, unless there's fundamental reforms in those two programs, as well as the permanent closing of at least 8 to 10 federal departments, the trend of more and more debt and more funded unfunded liabilities will continue. I'm looking at the time. I need to wrap it up. So stay tuned. I probably have a small update tomorrow as to what's happening. We really won't know until Wednesday what the final outcome is. You're already seeing some reaction in the financial markets. You definitely have not seen the last of that. And there's definitely some panic phone calls being made between the Greek government and the governments and the heads in Europe and the Eurozone. So uncertainty is on the rise. My gut feel tells me no, it won't lead to a world recession. However, it will lead to a certain amount of panic and volatility in the financial markets, especially in Europe, and that could in turn have a ripple effect into the United States. See, every recession is different. You don't know what is going to be the event. It could be the failure of a financial institution, a bank, an investment house, or an entire economy, a major default on debt. Because why the Greek people will lose and be hurt, so will their creditors. So will be the bankers and the investors in those banks. I'm hearing a lot of talk that, well, this is contained. No matter which way Greece goes, we have it contained. That may be a lot of happy talk to calm people's nerves. I hope they do, because the ripples will be felt across the world. Will it be a wave or just a ripple? I don't know. I really don't know. But I think the bubbles are bursting, and I think it's only a matter of time before either this Greek government or the one that follows it will say those two words, odious debt. And what they mean by that, we're not going to pay it back. In other words, a default. And when that happens, it's definitely a big wave, not a ripple, a big wave. Stay tuned. I suspect it will be sometime Wednesday before we really know what the Greek government is going to do. There's a lot of ill will between them and the powers that be in Europe. And when you're in that kind of situation, not only is tension high and stress high, but there's a great temptation by both parties to simply walk away. I think it's more likely that the Greek government would do that, not fully comprehending what that will do to Greece and the Greek people. Because at that point, they're on their own. It's not that there are not some countries that might come to their aid, but there'll be few and far between, and they'll be demanding big concessions. With that, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcast by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio.